when Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, we're up to Sif Kes Zayin, we'll be doing Kes Zayin and Yud Zayin. Mi Shehishil Beiso Leveis HaKnesses. Someone went ahead and he allows the Tzibur to use his apartment for a Beis HaKnesses. V'yesh lo meriva in echad mehakohol. And he gets into some kind of argument, disagreement with one member of the shul. Eino yochel la'osra, he cannot aser his house from that one person. Elim ken yisrena l'chol ha'kol ke'echad, unless he will aser it to everybody altogether. This is a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. The reason Rabbeinu Gershom made it is because it's a terrible bizoyin when you have a shul and this one individual cannot walk into it. Meaning, since he is singled out, it's a terrible bizoyin and the halbon is upon him. So Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem and he said that this you cannot do this. Now, what happens if this person didn't really donate his apartment to the shul for a shul? It's his house, he still lives there. And he says, you know, when you have no place to daven, you're allowed to come in here and daven. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is no such takana over there. It's his house, and Rabbeinu Gershom never made a takana that you can't aser your house to one individual. Now, furthermore, what happens in the case where the person did actually make his home into a shul, and the tzibur is davening there? And he broke the cheirim to Rabbeinu Gershom. And he said, I hereby prohibit Reuven from walking into my shul. The halacha is that it works. This was only a cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom. This was not a takanas chachamim. And therefore, it's only a lechatchila. Whereas b'dieved, if someone actually made such an iser, it actually works. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Rabbi Kiva Eger that what happens if there's more than one shul in town. So there he says that if you aser the person from coming into your shul, he can always go to the other shul, so it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. He says it's still a bizoyan. The fact that this individual is not allowed to come into a shul is still a very big bizoyan, and the Cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershom would have been chal on that. Sif Yud Zayin. Oh, there's a Ramah first, sorry. Hagah. V'davka shehishol tchilestam. What happens if somebody, when he gives them the shul, he says, it is with the condition that I can always decide that an individual can daven there. Then the halacha is that it works. He can then make it, not only works, but he's allowed to actually prohibit one person coming in. He never really officially gave them the shul. He allowed them in there to daven. So there is no cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom, and he actually can stop one person from coming in. Although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into this, obviously if it'll cause a halbanis upon him, then cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom aside, we still have the yisur daraisa of halbanis upon him. Sif Yud Zayin. Mi shahoya beveso beis haknesses yomim rabim ein atzibo rasham l'shanosu bevayis acher. What happens if they did not have a shul, so they daven in this person's apartment, now they want to change and daven in someone else's apartment? It is usur for them to change because of Darkei Shalom. What's going to happen is people are going to walk around saying, oh, there's reason they left this person's house, he must have done something wrong. So for Darkei Shalom, it is usur for them to do, even though the second place is better. What happens if only one portion of the congregation wants to break away and daven elsewhere? So although you're not supposed to break up shuls, this iser would not apply. Now, that even means that, well, let's say you have a shir that takes place in this home every single week, and now you decide, you know, let's go split it up. 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, that it's also to do that. Since the shir was permanently held in this particular house, the halach is you must continue with there out of Darkei Shalom. The same goes for any dover shall covet, even though it comes mizman lizman. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of a real mitzvah, for example, kvura. Someone is known. No, he always takes the mitzvah of kvuras ameis. He always does shmir on ameis. The halacha is that he does not have the franchise What happens is that anyone else has the right to come and say, I want the mitzvah too. The only exception is if you have a chevra kadisha in town, where these are people who are who either take off from work, they're always on standby, they're always on call, or people that don't work altogether because their job is the chevra kadisha. There we say that a stranger cannot go and take the mitzvah away from them. What happens in the case where they were davening in someone's apartment for years and now they're building a shul? There's no iser there. There's no reason why anyone should think that when they built a shul it was because the person did something wrong. It's obvious that a tzibur wants to leave a private apartment for the sake of davening a shul. Now this halacha applies even if there was no kedushas beis haknesses to this apartment, meaning that he just allowed them to daven there all the time. Nevertheless, the halacha, since this was the regular place that they davened, it is usur for them to be mishana because of darkei shalom.